This episode of Coverville is brought to you by HelloFresh. To find out how you can save $30 on your first order of HelloFresh, listen to the middle of this program. Coming up on episode number 1197 of Coverville, it is time for an annual tradition that we do here at Coverville, which is kind of along the lines of all the other annual traditions we do. You know, you've got your Beatles Thanksgiving show, you've got your Coverthon, you've got your end-of-year countdown, and you've got the annual Christmas cover show, because everybody loves Christmas covers. What else can I tell you about it? All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, December 20th, 2017. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville, another special edition, the Coverville Christmas episode. We do this every year because a lot of great songs. Of course, you've got your traditional songs, but then you've also got the ones that were originally done by folks like Bing Crosby and Darlene Love and Slade, who personally does my favorite Christmas song this time of year. What is it? We're going to find out later on the show. Let's go ahead and get started, though. And we've got kind of a double here. A couple songs that were originally done by the Vince Guaraldi Trio for the Charlie Brown Christmas show. We're going to start things off with Christmas Time Is Here, sung by the lovely voiced Lauren Daigle. Oh, just love her voice. This is from her 2016 album, Behold. Here is Christmas Time Is Here.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere. Yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, families draw. That we could always see such spirit through the
year. You made through the year, you'll get yours. If you've done everything you should, extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is here again. That you made through the year, you'll get yours. If you've done everything you should, extra special good, he'll make this December the one you remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is here again. Yeah, Christmas is here again. What's more, yeah, Christmas is here again.
day. What if spring is late and winter it's a marshmallow world?
How much do I love that song? I love Marshmallow World. I love the, I think the Johnny Mathis version was the one that got me into that song. And then ever since then, I've been listening to every single cover of it. That one rocks. That's Francesca Battistelli from her 2012 album Christmas. Now, the song was originally recorded and turned into a hit by Bing Crosby, who's kind of the ultimate Christmas crooner. But like I said, the Johnny Mathis version is way up there as well. Francesca Battistelli and Marshmallow World. Before that, you heard She and Him. I'd love to know what Zooey Deschanel sounds like singing when she doesn't have massive amounts of reverb and echo on her. But I love it. Love it. Don't change. That's from the She and Him album, Christmas Party, which came out last year, 2016. And that song originally released by K-Star, The Man with the Bag. Great Brian Setzer cover of that one, too, if you're looking for it. Before that, you heard Yacht Rock Review. Just discovered these guys in the last couple weeks. And I swear, I don't know why I've missed them for so long and haven't known about them. But I love everything they do. And I'm hoping that I get a chance to see them when they come to town next year. Apparently, they do just spot-on covers of everyone from Boz Scaggs to Hall & Oates. They're so good. Really, really good stuff. That's them right there, kind of turning Christmas Vacation, the theme to the Griswolds movie, the National Lampoon movie, turning that theme into kind of Roseanne by Toto, complete with a little extra Bee Gees and Michael McDonald vocal impersonations thrown in for good measure. That song, by the way, originally done by Mavis Staples, and it's the Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, is the only movie in the series, including the remake, that doesn't feature Holiday Road by Lindsey Buckingham. Bit of trivia there for you. Don't know why it doesn't either. It's definitely missing it because that's one of the greatest songs ever. Skating with an 8 in the title is what you heard right before that. That one by the Blockhead Trio from an album in 2014 called Blockhead Synthmas. Now, if you like that, you're going to love the whole album. The whole album is the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack done with old synthesizers and drum machines, and it's really done in a loving way. It's really done in a way that pays tribute, homage to the original. Really, really good stuff. Blockhead Trio. I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can pick that up. It's on Bandcamp, so you can listen to it and then pick it up afterwards and support the artist pretty much directly. It's a great way to support the artist. And then, if that wasn't enough, Charlie Brown Christmas, we started the show off with Lauren Daigle and her cover of Christmas Time Is Here, that one from her album Behold, which came out in 2016. A lot of great covers on there. And she's got one of those just gorgeous, smoky voices that I could listen to all day long. Doesn't matter what she's singing, I'm absolutely compelled and enthralled by her voice. Love it. Lauren Daigle and Christmas Time Is Here. We're going to get back to Christmas music here in just a second. Before that, I want to tell you about our sponsor for this episode of Coverville. That sponsor, my friends, is HelloFresh. They are a meal. Let's turn this down a little bit or else it's going to get really loud. Oh, there we go. Because, you know, I can't, I need you guys need to hear me tell you about HelloFresh. Their meal kit delivery service that does all the shopping and the planning and all of the measuring and everything, delivering your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients. You can just cook, eat, and enjoy. You open the box, put that stuff in a pan, cook it up, and it's there. You've got it. It's like all right there in front of you. That's absolutely the way to do it. HelloFresh. My wife and I love HelloFresh. We love getting those boxes because it does a few things for us. Number one, it brings us together to cook together. I know it sounds cheesy and campy, but it's totally true. Like you don't get bogged down by all that, what are we going to cook tonight? What are we going to make? No, it's all right there in these great new recipes. It gets you out of your rut of the typical Taco Tuesdays and Spaghetti Thursdays that you might get into. There's such a great selection and such a great variety of stuff, and everything is just delicious. You've got three plans to choose from. Of course, the classic, which we do, veggie, if you happen to be a vegetarian, and of course, family. Let's put this on loop because, oops, I want this to, oop. Oh, okay, it's going to start over. That's all right, because I still have more to tell you about HelloFresh. I was telling you about the different styles. So classic is your meat, fish, seasonal produce. Veggie is your vegetarian recipes, plant-based proteins, grains, and produce. Family is quick and easy meals with all the yum-worthy flavor the whole family will love. And if you are, you know, you want to get your kids interested in cooking, man, this is like the perfect gateway for them, right? Because you get the variety. You can not focus on having to do some quick shopping to get some last minute ingredients or anything like that. You just start putting the stuff together, getting them involved. It's so, so good. You got to check it out. HelloFresh. You even get to choose the delivery day. So if you're home on Fridays, like I am, I'm home every day of the week. I work from home. But if you're home, you can choose which day of the week you want them to deliver it. Now, here's the important thing. You want to know how you can get $30 off your next order of HelloFresh, your first week of HelloFresh. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to HelloFresh.com and you'll enter the coupon code or the promo code COVERVILLE30. That's COVERVILLE30. COVERVILLE30. That's going to get you $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. Go do it. Go try it. You're going to love it. You're going to love the flavors and the variety and the convenience of getting HelloFresh delivered to your home. That's it. HelloFresh. Got to go check them out. Enjoy and try them out. Let me know what you think of them. And we thank HelloFresh for being a sponsor. Cook, eat, and enjoy with HelloFresh. I like ending with a saying, even if I have to make it up myself. But all right, here we go. Back to the music. Let's get to set two here. And another kind of modern Christmas classic is this one right here. And originally done by Darlene Love. Used to love seeing her perform this every year, every Christmas on the David Letterman show. It was so good. It's Christmas, Baby Please Come Home. It's covered here by Anne Berlin, Rockers Anne Berlin. You're going to love this. It's from the album X Christmas, which came out in 2008. Here's Anne Berlin.
Yeah. Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three grandchecks, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings.
yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
beautiful rendition of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, recorded live from BBC Radio 2. That is something brand new from First Aid Kit. They just released that last week, I believe, a two-song single that they recorded live at BBC Radio 2, including a Lord cover on that same record as well, so go check that out. That's First Aid Kit and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Before that, a guy named Craig Brown, who goes by the name Sounda, doing a cover there of Silent Night from a collection called Sounda and the Sirens of Christmas, a three-song set that you can find on SoundCloud. Just amazing stuff. Vocals there from Tone on that one. And it's it absolutely sounds like it should be the background music for a Santa action thriller movie trailer, doesn't it? It's just perfect for that. 12 Days of Christmas right before that. That was done by Reliant K from their 2007 Let It Snow, Baby, Let It Rain, Dear. Great cover there of 12 Days of Christmas. One of the ones that really does away with the monotony that can really accompany a cover of 12 Days of Christmas. They really inject something new almost into every verse of that cover there. I love it. Cheap Trick also just came out with a brand new Christmas album called Christmas Christmas. Came out about a month ago, so you had time to go pick it up before Christmas time. And if you haven't yet, go do it today. It's really good, and it's Cheap Trick, man. There's nothing wrong with Cheap Trick, especially when they cover my favorite Christmas song of all time, Merry Christmas, Everybody. Originally done by Slade, that thing is it's just laden with hooks, man. It is so good. Love the chord progression in the chorus. It's so, so good. And we start off the set with Anne Berlin covering that Darlene Love classic, Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. That one for the 2008 collection. I think all Christian metal artists, if I'm not mistaken, called X Christmas. Came out in 2008. Thousand Foot Crutch is on there. Jars of Clay is on there. And good stuff. Except there's a good cover of a horrible song called Christmas Shoes. My God, if you've ever heard that song, you know it's absolutely the worst Christmas song ever. It's so pandering and melodramatic and just horrible, horrible, horrible. So skip that track when you get X Christmas. Just delete it from your hard drive if you get the digital version. We've got time for one more set of music here. We're going to start things off with Evan Wickham and a track he released on his Christmas Music Volume 1 CD from 2011. Here is Angels We Have Heard on High.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
Gloria,
mm.
Busy sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. Out on every street corner, you'll hear silver bells.
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Stoplights blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all the bustle. Time in the city, ring-a-ling,
hear them sing,
soon it will be Christmas Day.
Stoplights blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all this bustle, you'll hear silver bells.
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
It's Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Oh yeah.
Come on, it's Christmas. We've been with us. Be This is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one, the old and the young, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. So this is Christmas for weak and for strong, for rich and the poor ones. The world is so wrong. And so happy Christmas for black and for Christmas, and what have we done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so happy Christmas, we hope you have fun. Let's hope it's a good one. without any fear.
If you're playing Whamageddon, I think that's what it's called, the game where you go through the entirety of December without hearing the original version of the Wham classic Last Christmas, don't worry, that's not the original version. You're fine. You're still in the game, and you don't have to join all of your friends in Whamhalla. Last Christmas there, covered by the Dolly Rots. Again, another brand new one. They came out with that this week, and if you remember, if you are a member, not if you remember, but if you're a member of the Dolly Rots email club, then you'll get a free link to download that track. So go get on that list, thedollyrots.com. Great, you know, one of the great punk, female-fronted punk bands out there. Really, really good stuff. The Dolly Rots and Last Christmas. Before that, a couple of Beatles-influenced cover songs. First off, Sleeping at Last and their cover of John Lennon's Happy Christmas, War is Over. That one came from their album last year called Christmas Collection 2016. I think they have another one this year, and I think that one might also be on it. I think they've included a few of their older tracks on the new album as well. Go check it out. Sleeping at Last, I'm just such a fan of. They're so great, and they do a lot of music for TV shows and movies and soundtracks and things like that. So really good stuff from Sleeping at Last. You've probably heard them and you don't even know it. Before that, yes, that was Hanson doing a cover of one of my least favorite Christmas songs of all time. Now, I mentioned Christmas Shoes earlier. Not a fan of Christmas Shoes. And I'm not a fan of the original version of Wonderful Christmas Time done by Paul and Linda McCartney. It just feels like a song that was written in 8 minutes. However, the Hanson cover feels like it took them some time to figure out and arrange and put together. And for that, they get an award. They get to be the version of that song that I like, A Wonderful Christmas Time, from their brand new album. Yes, Hanson has a brand new album called Finally It's Christmas. A lot of great classics on there and some brand new songs as well. So go check that out. Sarah McLachlan from her 2016 Christmas album called Wonderland, doing Silver Bells. And Evan Wickham from his Christmas Music Volume 1 CD from 2011. That is Angels We Have Heard on High. And that, my friends, is going to bring us to the close of yet another Coverville. Now, before I start playing the closing music and all that stuff, one quick thing. First off, Merry Christmas, and thank you for another year of support of Coverville listening, or if you're a patron supporting the show, or a Coverville citizen on the A-member side. However you support Coverville, whether it's by listening or by your monetary support, I appreciate it, and thank you very much. The other thing is, we still have a few days left if you want to go listen and rate songs on Coverville Radio. That's over there at coverville.com/radio. Right now, it's set to play nothing but 2017 covers, so nothing but covers from this year. And as you're listening, there's a little button that says rate what you're listening to, rate song. You can click that and give it a star rating anywhere from 1 to 5, whatever. Rate the songs you hear if you've got the time, right? Just have that window up as you're working, as you're doing your other things, wrapping presents, making cookies, whatever you're doing, and rate the songs as you listen to them. And I'll be using all that information starting the day after Christmas to compile the end of year countdown. Going to release both episodes probably pretty close to back to back, like two consecutive days, and knock out those 40 songs, the best covers of 2017, as rated and voted by you, the listeners and citizens of Coverville. Sound good? We all good with that? I hope so. Good. All right. Well, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. Big thanks to HelloFresh for sponsoring the show. Again, listen back to see how you can get $30 off your first order of HelloFresh. Check them out. If you want to email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line 1-877-7-COVER-9 or visit coverville.com and post your message in the show notes or wherever you want to post it. I read everything you send, so please make your requests, make your suggestions, all that great stuff. And maybe you'll hear a request on the show. Wouldn't that be crazy? All right, we'll be back next week with the beginning and end of the Coverville countdown for this year. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CACHEFLY, CashFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you hear podcasts so good, they'll always be home for the holidays.
show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.